Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is the former factory worker who won Brazil's presidential election in a landslide last month. To Brazilians, the man known simply as Lula is more than just a president-elect. He is a phenomenon of rock star dimensions, inspiring men to grow beards, women to wear red, and even wealthy socialites to embrace his leftist Workers' Party. NPR's Martin Costi reports on the Lula mania that is gripping Rio de Janeiro.
Summer is still a month away here in Brazil, but the season has already been dubbed the Summer of the Red Star. At least that's according to this Copacabana socialite.
The wave now is red. In the honor of Lula, the people are using red.
This is Narcissa Tamborindegui, a 30-something former debutante whose claim to fame is a kiss-and-tell memoir about the glamorous cocaine parties of Rio de Janeiro's jet set. She's lunching at Rio's aptly named Fashion Mall, where the exclusive boutiques have seen a sudden surge in demand for red outfits. Narcissa herself is wearing a red silk blouse. She says she didn't vote for Lula, but wishes she had after seeing his fabulous street party on election night. She says a lot of her well-to-do friends are enchanted by the left-leaning Workers' Party, known in Portuguese as the PT.
PT become fashionable. PT become Rolling Stones, no? Like with a star. You put a star now.
Narcissa is referring to the red star symbol of the Workers' Party, which Lula wore on his lapel throughout the campaign. The election is over, but the star has endured as a fashion accessory. At Workers' Party headquarters in downtown Rio, the tiny souvenir store is constantly running out of t-shirts, bumper stickers, and lapel pins. Down the hall is the office of Nilo Sergio, a die-hard socialist who helped to found the party 23 years ago. He says he welcomes the Red Star's sudden hipness. Today, the color red is able to stand for the aspirations of the middle class, which it used to frighten, says Sergio. He says he believes even socialites have come to accept that Brazil is a country on the verge of collapse and that Lula is the man to save it. At the Jornal do Brasil newspaper, Ricardo Boecha is less charitable about the elite's infatuation with Lula. He writes a column that combines society news with politics, and he thinks privileged Brazilians see the red star as just another designer label.
Do Lula especificamente e não dos candidatos petistas.
It's a label specifically for Lula and not the other Workers' Party candidates or the party's causes, Boecha says. You don't see imported cars with bumper stickers calling for land reform, he adds. Boecha says Brazil's economic elite were charmed by Lula's conciliatory persona during the campaign, and he says they are hoping Lula can somehow soothe the country's social tensions without stepping on their toes.
A parte mais leviana da alta sociedade, ela quer mesmo é comemorar.
The frivolous part of high society just wants a reason to celebrate, and any excuse will do, Boecha says. He says he'll be fascinated to see what rich Brazilians think of Lula after he takes office in January. During the campaign, Lula promised to crack down on income tax evasion, and he also promised a so-called social contract, which would oblige the rich to make certain sacrifices for the good of the country. Personally, I hope the socialites end up hating Lula, Boecha says with a conspiratorial grin, because that will be the best evidence that Lula is keeping his campaign promises. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.